Welcome back to Goal Line Stuff, the show where we talk about anything and everything football related. I'm Alex Georgiev.
And I'm Michael San Antonio, and boy, do we have a show for you today. It's been about, what, a week and a half since the Super Bowl, and it's taken too long for us to talk about it, but we've been busy, we've been sick, and we're here to finally go over the big game. I actually enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would, and I'm just gonna be the first to say and take both of our victory laps because we were both correct about the Chiefs winning, and I had the Chiefs winning 24-17. You had Chiefs winning 24-20. Both scores are very close. Both are pretty low scoring games. And I think, at least with mine, it would have been a little bit. I would have had the Niners maybe scoring a little bit more, maybe the Chiefs scoring more too, if I knew they were going to overtime. So, yeah, I'm going to take the victory lap right there because we were correct. Niners were favored, and we both took the Chiefs with pretty easy confidence. And so, yeah, we're always right. Everybody else is always wrong. That's all I got to say about that. Yeah.
I hit on the total score too. I told
Yeah.
everyone that listens to this, I said Chiefs money line under 47 and a half. That's easy.
Yeah, no, it is. And the type of game that we predicted, you were right about it being cl close the whole time. I didn't expect it to be like the Chiefs to struggle so much offensively in the beginning of the game, but the Niners really gave them a tough time, and it was close the entire time, so I'll give you that one for sure. But yeah, we were right about it being a low scoring game. I didn't think it was going to be super exciting, and it wasn't for most of it. But that ending was crazy. It was one of the craziest endings of a Super Bowl in a long time. It's the only, not the only overtime game, because we had the Patriots Falcons game.
Yeah.
28-3 comeback that went to overtime. But that one, once Brady got the ball, we knew he was going to win. This was like the
Yeah.
first like real new overtime in the playoff. And you have to think, what if the Niners took the ball second? They would have had a shot at least, and known that they have to go on fourth down in the red zone there. Maybe the game could have even extended longer. Never know.
Do you think the Niners win if Trey Greenlaw doesn't get hurt?
I don't think so. I think Dre Greenlaw definitely impacts the game for sure, but I think that the type of ball that the Chiefs were playing wasn't, Dre Greenlaw is only one player. A lot of the plays they were making were on a whim. Second half, they got more bold with their play calls. I don't know. I think really the reason why the Niners lost this game was their mistakes, and really that fumble, which got the Chiefs that quick touchdown to MVS, gave them a
That
lot of
was bad.
confidence. Without that play, the Niners win that game, really. And even though there were turnovers on both sides, bad plays on both sides, that one in the red zone and the quick strike to MVS to get the Chiefs, back in the game, that was huge. And that was
Yeah.
really, I'm not big on momentum, but I think that with that score, the Chiefs started feeling more comfortable offensively. Even though nothing was perfect for them all game, they were able to move the ball. And Mahomes was able to put them in situations where they could at least get first downs. Both defenses played pretty well. It was the offenses that kind of had issues, and the turnovers that were the reasons why both teams kind of were sinking down earlier in the game. So, yeah, that's
Yeah, but
my
you're
opinion.
kidding yourself if you believe that momentum isn't a thing.
I don't believe it's not a thing, but I think that a lot of times people overstate how important it is. I think sometimes it definitely plays a factor, but I don't know. What do you think about Dre Greenlaw? Do you think, obviously he's a great player, right? Him and Fred Warner, mold the defense. They need both of them. However, I do you think that the Niners would have won if he was healthy the rest of the game, or do you kind of agree with what I was saying?
Honestly, I know the Niners love to do this injury excuse thing, but the game is so much closer if if he doesn't get hurt. Like, yeah, it was a close game. It was overtime, it went to one score, but the Chiefs, I don't think, are able to get back in it that way if he plays. They were just killing him over the middle. They got whatever they wanted in the short passing game. And this guy's one of the best linebackers in the league. It's tough,
Even with,
and they didn't prepare without him.
yeah.
Blew his Achilles running onto the field.
No, I mean it definitely took a hit. I don't even remember what backup came in. I'm gonna look that up real quick because I wanna say the name. But I was watching the
Someone I know,
backup.
I forget who it was.
Yeah,
But the
I don't
guy
think it
was
was
getting killed. They were
I
like,
don't think it was D Winters.
no.
Whoever came in did not do a good job. You know, I was watching like you said, the Chiefs are beating them over the middle a lot. And that's what they do in general, but the Niners were holding their own in
It
the
was
beginning of the game.
Oren Burks.
Burks,
Yeah.
not great. Although I do think the Niners defense played a very good game for the most
Oh my
part.
God, they came out on fire.
I haven't seen Mahomes get pressured like that since Tampa Bay, and that might be the only time I've seen him get pressured like that. Like, he didn't know what to do. There was
They
always a
were
guy in the
playing.
backfield. Nick Bosa was always pressuring him. Before he could even find an open guy, the Niners line was getting to him. And the Chiefs have a pretty good offensive line. They couldn't really stop them. So, I think Niners came with a clear and steady game plan. They just didn't score and execute the way they had to. And those costly turnovers were the game, in my opinion. Even though they happened on both sides, the Chiefs capitalized and the Niners didn't really capitalize off the pick, off of some of the other plays. They didn't score touchdowns when they needed to. They kicked too many field
Yeah.
goals.
And Kyle Shanahan hit you with his signature offense stalls in the second half.
Yeah.
And what do you get? You get a third loss Super Bowl.
Do you think he's ever gonna win one?
Yeah.
I know it's hard to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, listen, it's so tough to predict who gets back. You need to have the perfect roster. You need to stay healthy all year. You need everything to go right. So you can't really confidently say one way or another, but I think it's reasonable to say that he will be back and eventually win one. I mean, the guy's got a track record at this point of having the one of the best teams in the league over the past 5 years.
I saw one of the creators I like, Sue. I'm pretty sure has his own podcast, but he's on TikTok. I forget his exact name. I'm just gonna say what he said though. And this is not an original idea, but Shanahan's a lot like Don Coryell, who was like a really innovative offensive coach in the 80s, like the Air Coryell system, everything for the Chargers, pretty much. Shanahan's kind of like the modern day version of that. And Don Coryell, as great as he was in the regular season, wasn't good in the playoffs. Just couldn't ever win. And so, he was making that comparison. I think it's interesting that, like, as innovative and good of a coach as Shanahan is, I wonder if his system and his way of doing things will ever work out fully. I mean, obviously, with the NFC the way it is, he's gotten to the Super Bowl. He's gotten pretty far in recent years, but with the way football is, you just never know. Like, year in, year out, new teams are going to emerge. And
Yeah.
as even though I think the Niners have a good shot to make it back, or at least to have another shot to make it back. But I only wonder how many more years it's going to be like this. How many more years
They got
Shanahan
2 years.
Niners have to finally win one. And while I think he's a great coach and good enough to win one, I just don't know at this point. Like, this was the year. The Chiefs on an off year where their offense doesn't look good, where they have issues, where they have drop issues, where Mahomes is making bad decisions. Even though their defense is great, this was the year where the Chiefs finally, okay, like, we can beat them this year. They're not the contender, and they still won it all. And I think that in the NFC, it's only going to get harder, especially with a lot of teams in prime positions to get quarterbacks or to get, good prospects in this draft. I don't know. I don't know.
They got 2 years before they got to pay Brock Purdy.
True. By the
Their
way,
roster
speaking
is
of
stacked
Purdy,
because they're paying him the smallest possible contract in the whole league.
also Ayuk coming up. Are they going to pay him? Or are they not going to pay him? They want to pay him, but
Oh.
is he worth 30 million? Is he worth
There's
28
rumblings that
million?
he's
Whatever.
leaving.
Yeah.
I
But
can see
speaking of
Panthers.
Brock Purdy, wait, I want to. What did you think of his Super Bowl performance
I thought he was
overall?
fine. He's definitely not what cost him the game. He didn't have his best game where he lit it up, but like nobody's really gonna have a crazy game against that Chiefs defense. They were unstoppable.
I think that was his best playoff game this year, though.
I
Even though he
agree.
wasn't able to score super well, I mean, in overtime, even and a you know on that last drive before overtime, he made some clutch plays. That one throw to Juszczyk,
Yeah,
like,
that was awesome.
I think, I mean, I know he gets criticism for certain things, but people are starting to realize that Brock Purdy's a good quarterback, a legit quarterback, and I think he's here to stay. He
Oh,
really
there's no
is.
question in my
Even if
mind.
he doesn't win one, he's here to stay.
Anyone who says he isn't is deluded.
Yeah.
And I think that with every year he's going to get better under coaching and training, whatever. He's going to continue to get better. I mean, it's still a second year quarterback that's made it to the NFC Championship game his first year in the Super Bowl his second year. So yeah, he has weapons. Yeah, he has a good offensive coaching staff. Yeah, he has a good defense, but I mean, every quarterback needs that to succeed.
Now, this is a crazy question, and we still have 2 years for this, but how much do you think is too much to pay Brock Purdy in 2 years? I know that a
There's no
lot.
answer.
No, no answer.
There's no answer because every quarterback who's due to get paid is the highest paid one.
Yeah, I guess they're just gonna have to see how he plays these next 2 years.
Like, if they lowball him, they're losing him because someone will pay him.
Yeah.
Tua's gonna get maxed out.
Dak. You
All
hear the
right, he's
report
gonna
that
get maxed out.
Dak might get 60 million a year.
That's just how it works.
I know, but it's like it's just kind of crazy to me. I don't know.
And
I
I
get it.
think that for a quarterback to be making that much money, they have to be like a top five guy. Like, you
I
don't
agree
really have
with
a
that.
choice, but that's just how it works.
I think at a certain point, you're like, are you paying them to win or are you paying them because you feel like you have to pay them because you'll lose them otherwise? And I don't know.
That. Because once you
Yeah.
pay
And
them, you
it's
have to
like,
really start hitting on your draft picks.
yeah. And I mean, it could work, but I feel like it's not super sustainable if you're paying a pretty good guy, you know, top dollar. It's not a thing that you want to do, but
But then
sometimes I
you're
guess you have
Dallas.
to do it, you know, because the fans don't want you to lose a Dak Prescott or a Tua or a Purdy maybe. So that's a really tough situation for any GM. Yeah, I don't know. Talking about something else, I think we should talk about this Chiefs defense because even though we both liked them a lot and we're talking about how they're one of the top defenses in the league this season. I mean, they really, I think, proved just how good they were. And even though
Unbelievable.
Mahomes kind of got the Chiefs to the Super Bowl his first 2 or 3 times, I guess the offense was more important his first 2 or 3 times. This year, the defense was definitely the reason why the Chiefs won it all, at least to me.
Yeah, no
And
question.
yeah, I mean, McDuffie just had a master class of a game.
Yeah.
Chris Jones. I mean, Snead Eagles might be getting. Did you see that rumor?
No.
You don't think so?
One, I didn't see it. Two, quit dreaming.
I want him, but yeah.
We're gonna be paying
But I
three
mean,
corners.
sorry.
We're gonna be paying three corners.
I want to get rid of Bradberry, but
Still paying them.
yeah. I mean, I'd rather pay another guy who's actually good than pay,
Well, yeah.
you know, I Bradberry, if we have to pay him anyway, might as well find someone else who could, like, I don't care. Like, he stinks. There's no, okay. I know we're going on an Eagles rant, but
I'm good on that
Snead
today.
is better. Snead is much better. And McDuffie, what a steal. I don't think either of us were super like high on
No, I
McDuffie.
wasn't.
You know, I didn't think he was anything special. I actually was kind of avoiding him. I didn't think teams should go after him. And when the Chiefs drafted him, I was like, okay, doesn't move me. Rookie season didn't move me. And all of a sudden, he's a superstar this year. I mean,
Yeah.
Spagnuolo knows what he's doing, that defense. Chris Jones' contract situation is pretty interesting. I
They're
wonder
gonna
if they're going to pay
sign.
him or not.
They're gonna sign.
He's 30,
That's
though.
my
30.
opinion. Still.
They should sign him, but I don't know.
That team, and they're set up to be good. I mean, they just keep hitting on their picks.
Karlaftis.
Yeah, Karlaftis, Rashee Rice.
By the way, I'll take the
Sneak.
victory lap on Karlaftis.
I
Go.
didn't think it would be good.
I know. If you go back, I don't know what episode. I know before the draft, we did some prospects, and I was like, this guy's really good. I would take him top 15. And yeah. So I mean, even though I'm not like a great scout or anything, I knew he was going to be good. And the Chiefs, I guess, did too. But I mean, you're right. Like these late picks, they just keep hitting with. And in order to sustain a dynasty, like we saw with the Patriots, at least with other teams in the past, hitting on late picks and defense is the most important thing, especially when you have someone like Pat Mahomes. Like if you can build a solid foundation around a legendary quarterback, you're going to be in it year in, year out. And they have great coaches, good young players, and I mean, their offense, if it could just stay consistent, like Rashee Rice and the way Kelce were playing, they looked good as new at some parts of the playoffs, not all parts of the playoffs. So, Chiefs are a dynasty. I don't know if they'll three-peat. I don't think they will, but yeah, I mean they're always in it. You can't count them out at this point, at any point anymore. Like there's no
No,
counting out the Chiefs.
never again.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if they make the Super Bowl again. I really wouldn't. Like
No.
I think they should be the favorites in the AFC going into next
Yeah,
year.
I agree.
I like them beating the Bengals. The Bills haven't proved that they could beat them yet. And you know, there's a lot of iffy teams in the AFC. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I like them as favorites in the AFC. And the Niners probably should be favorites in the NFC again. But you know, I'm not even gonna say the Eagles. I don't know. There's still other teams in the NFC that I like
Stop
as
it.
well. So
Stop it
I
with
know.
the Eagles.
I know. It's
Now listen,
over.
I think we could see a Rams run next year.
The Rams are, I mean, the way Stafford was playing at the end of the year and the defense, they have some good young players.
They will though next year.
What do you mean they will?
I don't really think they have that many great young guys on their defense right now. Their defense is really untalented, and they still made as deep of a run as they did.
I mean, Kobe Turner's a, I think is really
Awesome.
good.
Awesome.
And I mean, yeah, you're the defense still has some work, but McVay is such a good coach that I don't know. I'm not too worried. I Puka's a beast. I like what they're doing in Los Angeles, but I think their window isn't super long. You know, these next 2, 3 years are really to win another one. So
Yeah, I mean that's what they knew when they traded for Stafford. I don't think they expected him to still be on their team right now,
yeah.
or at least still be good. So I think they're more going to be playing for the future, but they are capable of making a run. Don't be shocked to see them get JJ McCarthy.
I mean, he's not starting next year.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I don't hate that. If McCarthy's drafted as a backup to sit behind Stafford for 2 or 3 years, I actually like that. Just like, I don't, I'm not high on JJ McCarthy, and I'm sure we'll talk about that sometime soon because we have pretty differing opinions on him. But one team that I will say, and this is like not for Super Bowl, but this is a sleeper team that I already have. The Atlanta Falcons.
No.
I'm just telling you how I see it. I mean, we have to see what they do at quarterback. Obviously, if they mess up in the offseason, then I'm going to retract the statement. But I really think that they're a quarterback away from winning their division and potentially going on a deep run. Their defense was very underrated last year. They have some great playmakers, and we know offensively what they could have potentially.
Who's their wide receiver too?
Iffy.
Who?
Let's
Hodge?
see. Let's
That's
see.
the only
Yeah,
name that
odd
comes to my
man.
mind.
They still have Mac Hollins, right?
I mean, yeah.
Let's see. Well, I mean, Pitts is their second option, but yeah, Hollins, Cardale Hodge. Scotty
So
Miller,
it's
Van
Bijan,
Jefferson.
Drake London, and a bunch of nobodies.
Bijan, Drake London, and Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts is a nobody.
No, he's not.
Kyle
No,
Pitts
he's
has
not.
proven that he is a nobody.
It's not true at all. He's not used correctly. And even then, he put up
He's
almost
not
700
good.
yards this year. He
He's
only had
not
90
good.
targets. What are
He
you supposed to
runs
do with
lazy
90
routes.
targets?
He doesn't block.
Yeah, he's not a blocking tight end.
He's not a good receiving one either.
Yeah, he is. He's not living up to the hype of a fourth overall pick. But I
Kyle
think
Pitts is still living off his name and the hype he had. I don't know
I
how.
think he could be an 1,000-yard tight end once more.
I mean, he was.
There's really like he's still much he's better than Evan Ingram in my opinion still. And we've seen what
Evan
Evan
Ingram
Ingram has
plays
done.
hard.
Sorry, what do you say?
Evan Ingram plays hard. Kyle Pitts doesn't.
I think that that's a extremely ridiculous simplification.
Okay.
Put Kyle Pitts on the Jags and he's having a breakout year. I
I
mean,
don't know about
swap
that.
places. Kyle Pitts is a talented player. We'll see if the Falcons keep him or not. But your point does, I guess, make sense. They don't have a great second option. That being said, I think it's pretty not easy, but I think they could easily change that. And
I agree.
quarterback, find a second option. And really, that division is so weak that I like them a lot. That's all I'm saying. I think they're a good sleeper team. Also, think the Packers are a good sleeper team, especially if they make a
Oh, yeah.
defensive move or two. Jordan Love is really good at football.
He
So,
is. That whole
yeah.
division should improve. Bears with Caleb.
If they draft Caleb,
Come on.
they better draft Caleb.
Come on.
And
That one's set in stone.
Vikings, what are they going to do with Kirk?
Resign him.
Are they?
Yeah.
The reports seem like they're pretty off right now.
No, I think you'd be foolish, especially with Jefferson. You got to make him happy.
That's the one thing. Like, yeah, I mean, Jefferson, this move, whatever happens with quarterback, I mean, they need to do something to keep Justin Jefferson because he's going to leave if they can't find a good enough quarterback. He's going to leave. And you don't want that to happen as a franchise. A lot going on. Alex, this is way too early. Super Bowl prediction for next year. Give me something.
Both teams.
Yeah, just first thing that comes to your mind.
Give me a sec. You go first.
Me first. Yeah, I got as crazy as it is, I think it's going to be Chiefs Packers in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And Packers, it's early, I know. And this is something that I'm gonna have to think about because this is just first to the head. But Jordan Love, I think, might be MVP next year. We'll see how good, the whole team looks around him. But what I saw is an elite quarterback at the end of last year who has traits that you can't teach. He looks like Aaron Rodgers 2.0. He's making throws, he's making plays with guys and receivers who I didn't even think were that good. And their defense, I just think, needs to get a little bit better for them to really make a lot of noise. I like the Lions, but I think that the Packers are the better team, or at least will be the better team next year. So they're my sleeper team as of now. I really like them in the NFC. And then, like I said, Chiefs, I'm not betting against them. So early pick, that's what I'm saying.
Show me. I'll go Lions Chiefs. Same division. I mean,
Week
that team's
one
running it back.
matchup.
They're not losing anyone.
True. Lions Super Bowl would be incredible. It really would
Can
be.
you imagine the Lions? They've never even been to one.
No, Jared Goff being and Dan Campbell being the ones to do it would just be so crazy. Like Jared Goff, a two-time Super Bowl appearing quarterback. That's wild.
Dan Campbell needs to learn from this year.
He needs to
He should
like
have been in it.
Yeah, they should have won that game. They played better for most of the game. I don't think the Lions would have won, but they would have put up a fight in the Super Bowl. And we'll see.
Yeah.
With your situation, maybe they'll play next year. I
Yeah.
don't know. I mean, that's all I got you. Got anything else, Alex?
I'm chilling. We'll be back
Okay,
next
well,
week for coaches.
next week we'll talk about some coaches, and we should start talking about off season because I've already started looking into prospects, into some film, into some tape. Not anything crazy, but I mean, I love the off season. I love draft stuff, and I know you do too, Alex. So we
A
should
good
talk about a
time.
lot of that coming up, and free agency too will be a factor. But yeah, fun Super Bowl, pretty fun year. Besides the Eagles, which we're not going to talk about for another 6 months or whatever it is.
Get it out of your head, man.
No,
Soon as you stop caring.
I care too much, and it's a problem.
I'm numb to it.
I just want a Super Bowl, man. I want another one.
Ignorance is
But
bliss.
only the Chiefs win it, apparently, so.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back next week with some coaches, and we should get some prospect stuff up soon. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed. I hope you watched the Super Bowl and had a good time. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.